Amateur radio enthusiast say saboteurs who've been jamming the airways must be stopped before someone is killed. It follows the discovery of a jamming device which had been booby-trapped with explosives.
Hidden by a tree on an island in the middle of nowhere, a crude radio device, booby-trapped with explosives. The man who discovered it was cautious about his find. Luckily for him, it failed to go off.
I unearthed top soil and found the white box. And he said, be a bit careful. So I got a long stick and I just poked a whole lot out and had a look in the bottom of the hole. And in the bottom of the hole, I said, well, I think it's a sort of a booby-trap thing. It's a sort of a peg with a little battery on it and that little flare thing on the bottom.
You probably appreciate that Victor Alpha did have a jamming device set up near to it recently, and someone fitted a booby trap to it.
In recent weeks, radio amateurs who've been sending messages to far-flung friends have been suffering unexpected interference and interruptions. The device, which had been placed close to a relay mast at Brill, had been jamming their transmissions. But now it's become more than an irritation. It's a sinister and calculated development. The booby trap was clearly supposed to harm anyone trying to move the device.
Someone could have been blinded or maimed or indeed killed with that device the other day. But from the other aspect, of course they should be stopped. We're not doing any harm. We're using our radio for our hobby. And these people, for whatever reason, sheer devilment, vandalism, they need to be stopped.
It's believed there's at least one other device planted by an anti-radio ham group in the area. The public are warned not to tamper with anything that looks suspicious and to contact the police immediately.